And now it's time for this week's Brooklyn's Radio Playhouse.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Upstage Surrey presents All's Well That Ends Well by Karen Buchanan with support from AI.
Oh, my hip is killing me. I can hardly move.
Where? Where do you want to move to? Huh? Can't hear a thing these days. It's a struggle to follow conversations.
Oh, she's not moving anywhere. That's her point. Oh, my knee's acting up again. Feels like I've got a knife stabbing into it. Right here, just here.
Good. Moving's overrated, in my opinion. Anyway, how would you know what a knife stab feels like? Exaggerating, always exaggerating.
Oh, you think that's bad? My back is in agony. I can hardly stand straight.
Oh, this isn't a competition. Honestly. Oh, Doris, please put the kettle on for us and bring in the Jaffa cakes. I would, but every step would just be, like agony.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll do it.
And bring the sugar in here. I like to put my own in.
All right. Well done, poor two.
I swear she's getting worse.
She won't turn it up. She switches it off all the time.
Why won't she switch it on?
Wears out the battery.
Oh, wears out the battery. Oh, she is so mean. I mean, how much is a battery for Pete's sake?
A battery costs more than a packet of Jaffa cakes, ladies. And we have to share the last two. You say I'm mean. I hear well enough, thank you all. And there's some things not worth hearing.
Well, I don't know about you ladies, but I am sick to death of all these news items. All this heat or eat nonsense. What ludicrous rubbish. Everyone can manage their households with a little careful budgeting. I mean, it's not rocket science. Just do the sums.
I have no sympathy for them. They have to cut their cloth according to their means. We all have to do that. Since my Terry passed away, I've had to learn how to do that.
Well, we used to do it in old money.
Pounds, shillings and pence.
But what with my knee forever aching, I mean, it's not easy to concentrate on what's coming in and what's going out.
You're, trouble back again, Elsie.
No, I was just saying I manage. You know, what's coming in and what's going out.
Oh, glad you're on top of it.
Well, we have to be. We've just got to grin and bear it. Absolutely no use complaining. Who's listening anyway? Not Doris, that's for sure.
No one's listening, Mabel. That's what I mean. The children really couldn't give up.
Oh, the children. They're just wrapped up in their own lives. Although seeing them every once in a while would be nice.
But they call, don't they?
Not what I'd call a call. Not a call, if you know what I mean.
Mine never miss a phone call. We've been Zooming recently.
Zooming?
Oh, yes, that's what I mean. It's not a call. I mean, it's very good, that Zooming. I can hear very clearly on that. But we always seem to get cut off suddenly.
It's all our fault, you know.
Well, how?
What do you mean?
Yes, they've learnt to be selfish. Because we gave them everything. Everything. They don't have time for anyone but themselves.
Who asked them for anything? I certainly don't.
You don't?
I would.
Oh, I never would. I tell them now is the time for me to look after myself. It won't do any good to carry on mollycoddling them, nor them mollycoddling me, neither.
But mine are always asking for something. For this or that. The Zoom never gets cut off whilst they're telling me what they got their BDI on. Another luxury. A new car. Always something.
We manage without luxuries. I know what it is to do without. Always get by and I don't ask anyone for anything.
You don't? Well, you should.
No one could accuse me of scrounging.
They've all got this sense of entitlement. They see something and they must have it. And they usually expect me to chip in or even pay for it if there's a birthday or a bank holiday or something coming up.
It's a selfish world. Very different now. Very different.
I'll get it.
Who is it? I'm not expecting anyone.
Well, don't let them in. Probably just collecting for something or other.
Call through the door. Ask them what they want.
Excuse me, ladies. I need your help.
Help?
Oh, please.
Help?
May I sit down? A glass of water?
Doris, get me some water. Doris!
Here we go.
Now, what on earth has happened?
Oh, and I have a Jaffa cake for you too.
Doris, please. What on earth has happened?
May I just sit? Oh, I just witnessed a miracle on the street outside. So weird.
A miracle, you say?
Doris, please. A miracle, you say?
Yes, I can't believe it. If I could maybe just sit down for a moment.
Well, just sit over here. Just for a moment, mind. What kind of miracle?
Yes, what kind of miracle?
It certainly opened my eyes. Oh, my word, yes.
What opened your eyes?
Yes, what opened your eyes?
Your eyes? You couldn't open your eyes? I had the very same. Drops from the chemist seems to do the trick.
Oh, Doris, please be quiet. One at a time.
Yes, one at a time. Now, let the gentleman speak.
Yes, go on.
Well, I saw a truck coming up the road and I was waiting to cross.
You were cross?
Oh, shush.
Then a man, an old man, stepped off the curb and...
And? Then what happened?
Well, I shouted, "Look out!" He just kept on walking, so, well, without thinking, I ran into the road and tried to push him out of the way.
Oh, yes. Come on. Yes. What happened?
And the truck.
Yeah.
And the truck, it ploughed right into us, knocked us over And then he just got up unscathed. Really weird.
Got up with a scathe, you say? What's a scathe?
Oh, stop interrupting, Doris.
Wait, I can't hear him.
Then he helped me up and we just stood there, sort of stunned, really.
But you were both all right. Did the driver stop?
No, he just drove on, as if nothing had happened. Just drove on, without swerving or anything. Weird.
So what happened next?
Yes, then what happened?
I said that.
Yes, me too.
I stared at the man. We just stared at each other. Neither of us said a word. Then he just walked away.
He just walked away, you say? Well.
Yes, and I too must leave now. Thank you for your hospitality. Here's your glass back.
Thank you.
Oh, all right. Good. Doris, put that down and show him out, please.
I'll do it.
I hope you all understand the value of life after hearing this. Goodbye, ladies.
Wow. What was that?
Yeah,
very interesting.
I don't understand. All I'm saying is, it's not possible.
Well, he seemed perfectly reasonable to me. Not insane or two sheets to the wind or anything. Just a normal car crash escapee telling his story.
What? What's that about sheets in the wind?
Doris, Elsie's just saying he didn't appear to be under the influence.
What's that got to do with the laundry?
It's laundry? Who said anything about laundry? Oh, turn your aid up, please, Doris.
I can hear perfectly well. You two are just talking nonsense. He was a gentleman, and he had a very nasty experience. And the colour of his laundry really isn't something that's our business.
Oh, no! Someone's been hit outside.
Oh, I didn't hear a thing.
And we didn't hear the accident just before, when the gentleman got knocked down, did we?
Oh, for goodness sake, we need to get down there, now.
Where are you going? What's going on?
Come on, Doris, we'll have to. Something's happened. Oh.
Oh, look, it's a gentleman, is it?
Oh.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Please, forgive me for opening your eyes. Oh!
We need to call an ambulance.
Well, I can't run up the stairs, my knee.
My back's killing me. I can't move fast.
We need to do something.
Who brought a phone?
I did. I'd be naked without my handbag and my phone's always in it in case of an emergency.
That is, this is an emergency.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'll turn my back to get a signal.
Oh,
I don't know. Oh, I can't sit down here. My knee. I'm in so much pain. I can't wait for ages.
Okay, that's done.
Oh, I'll be lucky if I can ever get up again. Did they say how long?
Yeah, how long will they be?
Yes. When will they be here soon?
How long? I can't bend down like this any longer.
Well, stand up a bit. Straighten your leg.
Gladys, did they say how long? Oh, help me stand up, would you, Doris?
Well, I think he said right away, but he might have said righty-ho, lady.
Well, think. What did he actually say?
I can't stay down here for much longer.
I'm in agony here. I can't hear
what you're saying.
You're hurting me.
They all just stood there. Four ladies, they just stood there.
Yeah, they just stood there. All four of them.
Yeah, that middle one was bending over a bit, like she was looking at something.
She was. What was she looking at?
No idea. They seemed to be in the middle of an argument.
They didn't seem to hear the sirens.
They can't have done. Totally oblivious.
I mean, they didn't even look up.
Well, they definitely didn't hear us.
I swerved as best we could, but it wasn't possible to avoid them. They just carried on until we...
Yeah. Weird.
Weird.
You have been listening to All's Well That Ends Well by Karen Buchanan and Artificial Intelligence. Directed by Karen Buchanan, and edited by Colin Hansford, with Mills Ross as Mabel, Sarah Somerville as Doris, Caroline Tattersall as Elsie, and Sarah Robinson as Gladys, Paul Hannah as the gentleman. Ambulance Drivers performed by Jean Alexander and Sarah Edgar. Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment written and performed by local people for local people.
Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.